I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
It's important to kind of know both those things, what you're good at and what you enjoy. Sometimes students have unrealistic perceptions of their abilities in certain fields. They believe themselves to be really good at, say, math or science or writing or whatnot, and they think they're going to be great at it, and they've never really had a lot of opportunities to be assessed by those who are farther down the road of life. So the whole everyone's above average kind of mentality kicks in, and then people start college and realize, well, I'm actually not that good at music, or I'm not that good at art. I thought I was great at it, but I'm really not that good at it. And then, well, what's my backup? So I think having a realistic expectation, I think Romans 12 says we also have a sober judgment. We also have analyze ourselves with sober judgment. I think it's Romans 12:3. In other words, have a realistic judgment of who we are and what our gifts are, and not be overestimating our abilities. And then allowing others to speak into our life as to what we're good at and what we're successful at, listening to the data, not just to our hearts, but listening to the external data from other people and other experiences that we've had. Objective accomplishments speak highly to what we're good at. And so then having some sense of, if I go on this career track, it's going to require me to have certain skills to be successful. And if I'm not found to be successful, I need to be able to switch majors and pursue something else. Medical school is like that, for example. 9 out of 10 freshmen who want to go to medical school will never get to medical school. So they have to begin that freshman year with other options on the table, and plan B and plan C and plan D.
And I suppose it's there's maybe the other side. There's a risk of becoming maybe over-specialized. Say, well, I love tech stuff, so I'm going to pursue IT. That's all I'll do.
Right, exactly. No, I think the tech majors, the so-called applied majors, are becoming more popular now, for good reason. The job market's very healthy in those fields: healthcare, technology, engineering, what they call STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Good job prospects, good earning prospects. But yeah, students who go into these fields, they need to be careful to not over-specialize, because the reality is you got to prepare for not just that first job, but for the fourth or fifth or sixth job. You know, I was talking to someone just this weekend who's 26 years old, in his third job already out of college. That's becoming increasingly common. Just the way the job market is, you got to think not just about your first job, but about your whole career. And liberal arts education is important for everybody, especially even though still going into technical areas, because they teach you how to communicate well, how to address problems, how to think critically without all the information. So not just being a numbers person or a computer programmer, it's very important to be broad and well-rounded, and to be able – that's going to help you interview well. It's going to help you work well with people in the job market, with a diverse community, and to be able to be flexible throughout your career that will probably span multiple jobs.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.